Good morning, Rabotai. Today is Tuesday. Ha'amai kito, Yom Kippur v'Kodesh, Neseder, Meshalach, Shabbat Shiram. Today is Vav Be'Shvat. We're speaking about Hidur Mitzvah yesterday, and the importance of not only performing Mitzvah, but being excited and happy and feeling privileged to be Mehader B'Mitzvah. Says Hamitzion on the very bottom of Chavdei. Ve'en le'adam le'ma'ayt v'hidur Mitzvot, sometimes a person thinks that, you know, maybe I shouldn't spend too much time being Mehader B'Mitzvot because I'm losing time. Bitul Torah. Shiachal limod be'ota sha'a. Share tachlit limud ha'Torah. Shemevin lidei ma'aseh. Yeah, no, what's the whole purpose of our learning? We learn in order. Gdolat Talmud shemevi'a lidei ma'aseh. So if when the time comes to be Mehader B'Mitzvot, the person is kind of skimping out because of Bitul Torah, something's wrong with your learning, because the whole point of learning is to be mekayim, and part of being mekayim is the hidur. I heard a very nice pshat from the Rav Mazuz. He says that the Gemara says in the Sefer Berachot Afet that a person is mishnim parshiyotav matzibur. The person is makid on shnayim mikved echad targum. Marichin lo yamav shnotav. He had a long life for that. Why is that the reward? It's an important thing. Why long life? So he says, sometimes a person thinks, when they sit down to do Shnayim Mikved Echad Targum, I could be learning now, I could be doing Iyun, Halakha, whatever it is. Sometimes, Chalila, a person can think that by sitting down, and for some people, it takes a significant amount of time to do Shnayim Mikved Echad Targum. So a person, Chalila, can think, it crosses his mind, that it's a waste of time. To which HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, Ma'arichin lo yamav u'shnotav. Any time that you think you're losing for learning and whatever by doing Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reciprocate. He will elongate your life so that you'll be able to be mashlim everything that you thought that you missed out on. And Hamatzion is saying a similar idea over here. When you think you're losing time because of being Hadev and Mitzvot, that's the tachlit of the limud. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you more time for the limud. The point of the limud is order to be able to
Amen.
Is it learning? That's true. You should be able to learn more. That's the most important mitzvah.
No, but you ever saw the Leshem Echud from the Shlam before Talmud Torah? You ever opened the front cover? Anyway.
Yeah, I see that.
Hareni rotze lilmod kedei sheyeh be'enei Talmud lidei ma'aseh. First thing, when I learn, the first thing that I want my learning to do is bring me lidei ma'aseh, v'lidei midot yisharot, v'lidei gi'at ha'Torah. In that order, kiyum ha'mitzvot, midot tovot, and finally gi'at ha'Torah. That's why the Gemara says in several places that a person, alomed ve'eno mekayim, a person who learns Torah and doesn't fulfill. There are people like that too. They just learn for like the intellectual pursuit. One Gemara says, Noach lo shelo nivra. It's better that he wasn't created. Another one says, Noach lo shenevcha shiviyato al panav. It's better that he would have been strangulated by his placenta in his mother's womb. Many different... Yeah. Yeah, the Gemara doesn't pull punches. It's in Farash. That's for a person. When a person's nomad, in Girat Ramban, I've said this many times, the Ramban wrote to his son, he says, every time you're done learning, not done, but pausing, you're getting up, you're taking a break, whatever it is, look around and see, and he says, go look and if there's anything that you could be mekayim from what you just learned. What can I, not always can you, but look around to see, from what I just learned, is there anything that I can immediately put into practice? Ay. Chamentzion just touched on OCD. Yeah, he says there are certain people that when they start getting involved in the Hidur Mitzvah, it's endless. Mitach ba'atzabim, gets nervous, he gets, you know, obsessive. Chametz Tzion says, pull back and just do Ikar Adin. Do, you know, bottom tier halakha, vizil. That's therapeutic for people with OCD, for people that get anxious. Mitzvot aren't supposed to make you anxious. How do you measure people? Mitzvot make me happy, mitzvot make me smile. I grew up on this stuff. Anyway. Mitzvot make you happy. Mitzvot make you full of simcha. It's not supposed to make you anxious. It's not supposed to make you obsessive. person feels like that, okay, so do we cut a din? What do you say? Yeah, there's people that, I'm not judging, I'm not chalila mocking, but there are people that are constantly asking these nuanced shilas that you see are not coming from a healthy place. Like, feeling is, you know, there's a guy who literally comes over all the time. Here, my feeling is here, is direct, like every few days or so he comes over. Meaning what? You see he's consumed by the tefillin. You know what I'm saying? Yes, you got to get the tefillin in the right place. That's not a question. But find the place, you know, find your happy place, and you know, and just live.
It's Yirat Shamayim, though.
What? Yirat Shamayim is healthy. Yirat Shamayim doesn't... Yirat Shamayim is not supposed to consume you to a place of obsession, anxiety, nerves.
When someone's obsessed with keeping Hashem, you can you see there.
Upset. What does obsession mean?
They always ask, is Yashem, is Yashem, that same thing as it's filling.
Well, that's doing due diligence, you know what I'm saying?
Same thing as filling.
No, it's not the same thing. You're asking if this is Yashem, because I want to know. If you ask if this is Yashem, and it says on the package that it is, and you keep on asking if it's Yashem, when it says on the package or the Rav tells you that it is, that's obsessive. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a therapist, but this is just like regular stuff. Anyway, you can see Rabbi Mannheim for what exactly the, you know, the... There's people with anxiety, or anxiety and OCD, by the way, are cousins. Now, people with that, it doesn't always... It manifests itself in people in different ways. Some people it's cleanliness, some people it's safety, some people it's halakha. You know what I'm saying? Halakha, Judaism, Torah and Mitzvot, is not a scary place. That's the point. You know what I'm saying? It's not scary. It's not, sometimes it can be overwhelming. That's true, because there's a lot. You know what I'm saying? There's 613 Mitzvot. A lot of halakhot. But... one extreme is not to care at all, and especially, you know, there's a symptom that really starts to manifest itself as people get older, like middle age, 40s and 50s. The syndrome is, if I've never heard of it, that means it's not true. you know that one? That, I've never heard of it. Okay, and you are, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Some people. Why are you the barometer for anything? So why, you know what I'm saying? So you haven't heard about it. Okay, so, but in their mind, like, okay, and therefore they don't care at all. That's one extreme, which is bad. And then the other extreme is to be overly just feeling that there's people who can come to look for an etrog, they sit there for hours and hours and hours. That's also what you're saying? Go look, go search, spend your time in Hadir, but live life. Don't be concerned. I have people that when they come to my store, they will not buy an etrog until they touch and inspect every single one. There's hundreds, sometimes thousands, getting the phone. And sometimes they won't even, you know what I'm saying? That's not a healthy thing. That's not
healthy. Won't even buy.
You know how Manan's going to fly? Now, again, this is not such a raya because they brought him beautiful stuff. But you know how Manan's going to fly used to, I have a video, you know how he used to pick an etrog? They used to bring him a bunch. They used to bring them the farmers, they used to bring them a few. They used to take it like this. His eyesight wasn't very, very good. He used to take it, listen, pick it up. Oh, see a fit. And he cut it. The first one. He's like, no, yes, oh, you know what I'm saying? He's like, oh, okay, let me see. Anything? Oh, if I'm, and he cut it. You know what I'm saying?
Remansard.
You know what I'm saying? And this is talking from a person who knows all of the nitty-gritty, all of the halachot, what's posay, what brings down the yidur. And he goes with it. For some people, the knowledge of the Torah bogs them down. There's so much, like it becomes a burden and it sinks them, you know what I'm saying? Like an anchor, like, being weighed. But that's not what the Torah is supposed to do. The Torah is supposed to lift the person up. The more you know, the more you connect that. It's not just knowledge that bogs you down. it's Torah Chaim. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're connected to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that lightens you, that lifts you up. You feel like you're flying. Aye, there's so much stuff. Again, there are people that need to work on it. There are people that need help to work on it. But that's exactly what he's talking about. If you feel that being mehadir b'mitzvah overly bogs him down, says Chaim Tzion, move. Not too much. Just do Ikaradin. Ikaradin is good for you. I've seen many times the Gadol Poskim, Poskim for people. Just, you know, do some. There's a letter. Interesting. I saw two similar letters. One in Kanyana Yigata. One, the Stipler, was asked about this. And another one, you find a similar letter in Shedot and Shuvot and Rishon Letzion. Gan Chaim Yitzchak Yosef was asked about this as well. From Bachurim that are, you know, Halacha dictates that in order to daven, learn, say brachot, divrei kedusha, you have to be clean, you have to be restful, chutzpah kavod. And there are people that, and Halacha also dictates what clean means, right? Kedushas poskim, yes? What is clean after using the restroom? Nuggets, you know, guidelines. Mir akshu yoshev, mir akshu amen. How much is clean? What do you have to use to clean yourself? All sorts. Katur, everything's in the poskim. There's people out there that just can't, you know, they're, so the Stipler in Karana Digavta, he gives the buffer guidance what to do about after using the restroom and then going to the palit. He says, do this, this, that, clean kafa, don't look anymore, throw in the garbage, go down. I maybe taka after doing that, he's not fully clean according to halacha. It doesn't matter. According to halacha, that's what's required at that point. You know what I'm saying? That's therapeutic for that person. There's something that's called CBT. Ever heard of that? Who's taking psych? CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy. Which is that when a person is anxious, overly obsessive of anything, you know what the therapy for that is?
Distance.
Exposure. You expose yourself to it. Expose. And see, you see you're not dead yet. That's sometimes part of the takana. That's what he's alluding to over here. What do you think? You think these things are a new thing for this dorma piton? Everything is just recurring. The Torah is peaceful. The Torah is pleasant. It's not doesn't bother you then. Says we don't find any mitzvah in the Torah that you're supposed to be anxious while you're doing it, that you're supposed to be stressed out while you're doing it, besides for one. What's that? Matzah bakery. That's what he says. You ever been to a matzah bakery? Because of the Isur Chametz and so many things can go wrong. So not to be stressed out, but you have to be very, very cognizant of what's going on around you. ואף במצווה זו, בשעה שבא לקיים מצוות אכילת מצה, לא יהיה דואג שמא לא יאכל שיעורי כזית בתוך הזמן הראוי. Or here he's alluding to, you know, the famous, there was a very famous contrast between the Natsiv's Seder and the Beis Halevi's Seder. There were two, Rosh Yeshiva and Balozhin. They said that the morning after the Seder, you can see their faces, how the Seder went. The Beis Halevi, the morning after the Seder, you saw his face was all, you know, he was nervous and contorted. You know, he was nervous. Was in pain all the mitzvot, the frateh, the dukeah, like a real brisker. And the netziv, the morning after the seder, his face was smiley, shining, fulfilled, happy. You know what I'm saying? Chaim Tzion seems to say that Sfaradim take the netziv's path. Relax. Take it easy. Did I eat this? You do the best you can. You're medaknik ba mitzvot, but then move on. Again, not to say that Khalilah, there's anything wrong with the Beis Halevi's there. That's, you know what I'm saying? Huh? Not all Ashkenazim. Brisker. Anyway, that's their derech, you know what I'm saying? And very, very nuanced when it comes to
brisker.
Nothing wrong with it. But he's just saying there's other derachim out there. There's other derachim to, you know, there's an ashrei adam mefached tamid, derech of, am I doing the best I can? And then there's another derech of, yes, I've done the best I can. Let's look to the next mitzvah. Understand? Cool.